Hello. So it's Friday. Yay! And I'd like to do a weekly feature, which will probably happen for 2 weeks and then I'll forget about it or I won't be able to do it. So it's a weekly feature for this week. And basically it's who my biggest badass, who I pick as the biggest badass of the week. And you would think that I would pick the Ohio man who set free all those exotic animals and then killed himself, which, you know, I gotta hand it to him. He has upped suicide. He's upped the ante on suicide. You can't just take yourself out at this point. It's like, you gotta go down guns blazing. You gotta take out other people as well. And I don't like that. I like when you just off yourself. So anyway, you would think that he would be my badass of the week, but no. My badass of the week is a little British boy who, on the first day of preschool, 3-year-old, decided he quit this bitch and 90 minutes later walked his ass home. And apparently he scaled a wall, a 3-foot wall. He crossed a busy street and then was like, "What's up, mom? I'm done." So that is my badass of the week, is the 3-year-old who basically was like, "Yeah, I'm so not into this," and basically left preschool and walked home. Thankfully he was safe. But that's pretty badass. If I were that mom, I'd be like, holy shit, I'm in trouble. What else? Oh, this is my favorite celebrity news story, potentially of all time. And there are a lot of them. But Jay-Z and Beyonce are building a 2,200 square foot nursery for their baby. That's I mean, 2,200 square foot nursery, because newborns need a lot of room to move around, and, you know, newborn clothes take up a lot of space, and what assholes is all I have to say. What fucking idiots. And there are a lot of idiots that I want to talk about. The other biggest on par with that is Dina Lohanjob. That's their new name. It's not Lohan, it's Lohanjob. So Dina Lohanjob is writing a tell-all amidst her daughter potentially going back to jail. Her other daughter, I don't even know what to say about Ali Lohanjob, because she's scary and she's young. Anyway, I said that I don't feel bad for Lindsay Lohanjob, but I do, because I forget who her parents are. Oh, what a fucking twat. She's writing a tell-all about Lindsay and is going to cover her substance abuse. Right, because she's clearly, that's going to be helpful for her. Nice job raising that family, you dumb bitch. Ooh, it makes me so angry because I am a mom. And stuff like this just, it's these poor, anyway. So that happened. And that's going to happen. And I will not read that. But Kim Kardashian is 31 today. And I smell bullshit, because we look the same age and I'm 40. So either I look really good or she looks really bad. But actually, you know what? When she's not wearing makeup, she's actually very attractive. She's very pretty. But then she puts, I don't know what she does to her face, and she like attaches like chihuahuas to her eyes, and she just doesn't look very nice. But anyway, it's her birthday and I'm sure she's going to celebrate it for $40 at the door at some Vegas club. Don't you love how celebrities have turned marriage and birthdays and having babies into a business? They're so smart and savvy. You know what? I am not going to tell you the next time I have to go to the bathroom. I will only tell the highest bidder. So whoever wants to know the next time I have to go to the ladies' room, we'll see. We'll see that bidding war. But I guess there's also rumors swirling around that her marriage is over. And I don't think there's any merit to those rumors, because she's not really married. Whoever thinks that's a real marriage doesn't understand marriage. I have a real marriage. That is not a real marriage. That was fame whoring with a contract and gifts. So good luck. That's not lasting. Other than that, John Travolta tried to reserve a table at KFC and was denied. So have a good weekend. Take that with that what you will. Okay, bye.